This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have two very special guests. I've got my son, Shane Sudia, who's waving to nothing right now. There's no camera today, Shane. And then we have Karen Margolis.
Hi.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks, everybody.
There's no camera.
No camera, Shane. They're just hearing your voice, podcast style.
Yeah, it's noon.
They won't get to see my face.
It's okay. Yeah, you know, I was about to say, they can check you out online. I'm like, do not check out my son's face online. Okay, so today, first of all, Shane just turned 10 last week.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I still feel like I'm 9,
do
but
you?
I know that I'm 10.
Interesting.
Do you still have classmates who are 9? Do you feel better than them?
I don't have classmates that are 9.
Oh, everybody's 10.
He's one of the youngest.
Oh, no kidding.
I am the youngest.
You are the youngest.
Yeah, there's nobody who has a later birthday than me.
Look at
well,
you.
Actually, except
He's
for...
He's the little nugget.
Except for one person. Except for one person.
Who?
Don't
say their name. No.
Yeah, I didn't
We shouldn't
want
say...
To.
Yeah. Sorry, that was bad.
Yeah.
So today we are going to be interviewing Shane to see what it's like to be a kid, like really get in their brain. But then we're also going to let Shane ask us questions, Karen.
Here's what's so crazy, though. Like, I feel like I should remember what it was like to be you, right? Because I used to be a kid, but you've never been an adult. So, of course, you don't know what it's like to be me. But you know what? I totally forgot what it's like to be a kid.
What it's like to be a kid.
I've totally forgotten. I don't know how to talk to kids. I don't know what to do when I see
really?
A kid. Yeah, because I just... And you know what? When I was a kid, I remember... I would talk to grown-ups who obviously didn't know how to talk to me, and I would be so confused because I was like, why don't you remember what it was like to be me? You guys went through this, right?
Yeah.
But you just forget because everything is so crazy and everything's so intense, and then you grow up, and you just can't even remember what you cared about at that age. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
So, Shane, you ready for your first question?
Yeah.
I would say, okay, what is the thing that stresses you out the most in life as a 10-year-old, even though you just turned 10?
I would have to say having to do things and having people rely on you to do things. And, like, because if somebody gives you a very important task that, like, is either hard or stressful or something like that.
Like what?
There's a lot of things, but, like, because, like, if somebody says, like, tonight it's your, like, if your parents go out when you're, like, in middle school and then they say, like, you watch the house because, like, they, like.
But, Shane, what about you? Like, I'm saying what in your life?
Well, that was just an example, but I'm
But I want to know an example for you.
For me, it's, like.
Homework or.
Homework is part of it, but mostly it's not homework, but it's like when people rely on you to do something like you could forget or something, especially when it's for a long period of time.
Like when I asked you to not eat cheese doodles in the room and then you forgot and did it and I lost my mind.
Yep.
Okay.
So nothing changes. It's not because it's exactly the same when you're grown up and somebody wants you to do something and it's terrifying and now you have to
I'm like,
do
Karen,
it.
Do you want to give an example?
what changes is that you don't have your mom when you're grown up to do it for you. Then you just have to do it yourself. Because if you forget and your mom can yell at you, which I know sucks, but... Mm. It's really helpful because when someone yells at you,
well,
you have a reminder.
My mom doesn't yell a lot. I mean, sometimes I'll do some bad things and she'll yell at me a little, like, much. But but that kind of makes up for the other times where she doesn't yell because mostly she's cool about things. She's not one of those, like,
yelling moms.
Like housewife moms.
You're the best.
Interesting.
Yeah, last night
Tell
we stayed up.
Tell me more
up.
About you guys.
Like, even, last night we stayed up watching MTV, the Music Awards, watching Rihanna shake
video,
her butt.
Shane
was
video.
Like, we got to turn this off. It's inappropriate. I was like, fine.
It's a children's program. That's my favorite part. It's for she's doing it for kids.
I know. It's like Beyonce, Rihanna.
Or wait, was it last year's or maybe the year before? I can't remember. With the Miley Cyrus thing. If I had a kid, I would have sued MTV.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember that one with Miley just shaking her?
I know what you mean. And
it was too much.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel when you see stuff that's obviously inappropriate for you?
Mostly I don't, because I either cover my eyes or because I recently watched Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm. That's a crazy movie.
It was PG-13, but it had some like inappropriate stuff in it. Like, it didn't show it, but you know, it did. So
like sex scene stuff, you mean?
Well, no, because it didn't show that stuff.
Right.
But it was almost like it was almost gonna go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was like you gotta. It's kind of.
Does your brain not want to see that?
No, not really. I feel like if it did, it would. I should be a little older because I just turned 10 when I saw it. But it was a good movie. It's my new favorite movie. I do recommend for people to see it.
I loved it. I thought it was so good.
You saw it?
I did. I thought that the women crushed it.
Yes.
Harley Quinn and Amanda Waller.
Harley is my favorite. Harley is my favorite.
I love her, but I thought Amanda Waller was even cooler because she's like a complicated character.
Oh,
she,
the
like,
one
works
the,
for the
this,
government.
Oh, oh.
But she's badass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That she's scene, the one letting out all the bad prisoners.
I know. She's so cool.
To save the world.
And then she... Oh, I don't want to give away any... Yeah. She was a badass bitch.
Wasn't she, though?
Yeah. I didn't know how to feel about her. She was very complicated, but you do not fuck with her.
No, you certainly don't.
What I loved about that movie is how it really got into good versus bad and how there really aren't... We try to give everything a label, right? This is good, this is bad. And how the movie kind of showed, like, it all depends on your perspective.
Yep.
And I mean, the whole reason I wanted to see Suicide Squad was because... there's this guy named Matthew Patrick, who's a YouTuber. You could call him Matt Pat because that's his nickname. So you could go watch him on YouTube. And he has a YouTube channel called Game Theory, where he does theories on games or movies and a bunch of things. And it's really cool because it's scientifically, it's like, well, not proven, but it has science... where he gives evidence, and my dad doesn't think it's real because, you know, he's
okay, but what does he say?
He did a Sharknado one where he took real evidence because, like, it rains spiders in Brazil, and, like...
It does? I went to Brazil, and that's really creepy. I was in the jungle, too, and I got bitten by a lot of stuff.
And
Shane's just like,
he's like once, great,
once
let's keep it moving.
There was like a tornado or something that flew fish onto the land. So he was saying like if there was a tornado, it could be powerful enough to pick. A
yeah,
couple
no,
fish.
No,
it's not gonna throw.
No,
fish,
it's not
right?
gonna throw. I mean, it could maybe throw if a couple. A tornado could throw a couple fish. It's not gonna throw a goddamn shark. Give me a goddamn
No,
break.
It could. It could. You could look at it.
I don't. I mean, maybe somehow one time one shark could get flung out of a tornado. But Shane, Sharknado. We saw Sharknado. That is
you?
Not a realistic movie.
One, two, three. Which one?
We just saw the first one. And okay. It was pretty funny and awesome. Did you see it?
I have not.
It's pretty insane.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about it.
It's a good movie. But I really don't know how to
describe it. I'm taking your movie recommendations with a grain of salt from now on.
Yeah. But no, but Shane, let's stay on. We got to stay on topic, okay?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could do a YouTube thing today. No?
Right. We're not going. Shane's obsessed with YouTube.
Can I ask you something about YouTube? So how do you find stuff that you like on there? Because there's a lot of crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, mostly how I find my favorite YouTubers are I go on... And sometimes I'll find them through other people, but most of the time I just look and then I find something that I think looks cool. And then I go into it and I'm like, oh yeah, this looks cool, let me put this on. And then mostly I don't really visit other YouTubers unless other YouTubers recommend them.
Mm.
Because then it's like a whole different thing where it's like, oh, they say they're friends with this guy. That means that is like...
Wow, so they're all like recommending each other, and that's
how... It's like a social scene.
Holy shit.
Weird.
Wow, that makes sense. I didn't know that.
That's weird to me a little bit.
Well, no, not all of them.
Are they adults? Like, who are you watching?
Some of these YouTube stars, Shane's going to disagree, they're the worst.
I believe
they're so corny, and they're so geared towards younger kids, but their personality is like, okay, oh!
But
like,
they're grown people. They're
yes,
adults.
They're grown.
Okay.
But they've really figured out how to, like one of this guy, Markiplier, he plays like games, and Shane's just watching this guy play a game, and he's just saying things like, oh, he got my balls! Fireballs!
That's not what he says.
He's the worst.
That's not what he says.
He says really corny things.
I'm so fascinated by that because those people get so famous. Those people have like millions of subscribers.
Yeah, well, they're the new stars.
They're the ones that call themselves comedians in their bios. You know what I mean? They're like, I do comedy. And you're like, I don't understand where this is going. You know, like what's her name? Who's the one that everybody always gets mad at?
Jenna Marbles.
It's the one that people accuse her of ripping off Jenna Marbles.
Oh my God. I know who you're talking about.
Nicole Arbour. Yes.
Nicole Arbour.
The Dear Fat Pete, which is a little bit more for adults, right? Because she's a little bit political. And I know like maybe you don't care so much about that, but she's kind of the worst. It's like the same thing, but for grownups. Just someone being the worst and everybody loves it.
The reason I watch those YouTubers, like the ones that say all that stuff, is I don't care what they do. It's the things that happen with
it's them, right? Like you want to watch that person
because the whole YouTube made them who they are today. It's like who cares?
YouTube is their mom.
No,
YouTube breastfed them.
No, but
YouTube is my boyfriend. YouTube is my girlfriend.
YouTube is my best friend. Shane's about to hit us both.
It's a song. Sorry,
but Markiplier and all those other guys. I don't like PewDiePie because he is.
I've heard of him. I've heard of.
I don't like him because the rest of the YouTubers, they're like that. They actually. Like, care about, like, they actually have, because they show emotion on the channel, it's really sad, because, like, Markiplier, he...
Okay, Shane, we're getting off YouTube. I know you're obsessed with YouTube, but I want to get into what it's like to be a kid.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Sorry, I know you totally love YouTube. This boy could be on YouTube.
I believe it.
For, like, hours and hours, and then sometimes I'll hear like the most inappropriate curse coming out of it. I'm like, what are you watching? And he pauses it real quick because on YouTube you can find anything.
I know. Well, that's okay. When I was your age, there wasn't YouTube, okay?
So yeah, exactly.
That made things a little
YouTube
bit easier.
YouTube actually came out when I was born.
Well, that's crazy, but I'm very old, but. When I was your age, it made things harder and easier, right? Because if I wanted to know something, I had to, like, go to the library and go through a card catalog with actual physical cards or, like, index cards and just took a million years and had to sit there and you know, there wasn't Wikipedia. You couldn't Google stuff. But also that makes it a little bit easier, right? Because you just have what you have. So when you go to the library, these are the books that you have. These are the people you can talk to. Here are movies that you can check out. So it's simple. And now it's so crazy. And when I remember when the internet started being like a thing and I was like in middle school maybe, it changed everything. Not even like for homework, but socially, like with my friends, right? So when I went home, it was like I was still in school. You know? So
yeah.
I want, like, when you leave school, do you feel like you've really left school? Because you can talk to whoever you want whenever you want. Do you feel like there's a separation between your home life and your school life and, you know, your family life and your friends?
Yes, but also no.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends I mostly just see in school. And but some of them I also see out of school. And then I keep in touch, but I always know that school's gonna come again, and it's gonna be school again. And
but
I know.
But like, is there a lot of drama? Because I remember we used to start drama online, and all this stuff would happen after school online. Do you know what I mean? And then you'd come to school, and it would be different and crazy, and somebody's fighting, and somebody's dating.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama, and we even had a school lesson
What did they tell you?
Not to start rumors, and because one of the teachers who is old, I don't want to say your name, but...
The one I hate? Don't say her name still.
But yeah.
She's gone, though.
Really?
Yeah, she
The devil got her.
she
was being such a bitch to my son. I'm sorry. Like, it's
I used
not,
to have teachers like she, that, too, who would just decide they didn't like
yes,
me. Yeah.
She was, like, really old school and strict.
It's
and,
so inappropriate for a teacher to decide they don't like a child. I still... I
and
remember
then attack
being,
them.
When I was a kid, and I remember I had... In third grade, the teacher just didn't like me. She just thought I was annoying or something. And I was, but she's a teacher, so it's her job to just deal with me, right?
Yes.
And she didn't like me, and she used to kind of make it... clear. She wouldn't actually say, Karen, I don't like you, but I felt it. And my parents were
you know what?
Livid. They went to the principal and it was all this drama, and that made it weird for me, right? Because I had to go to school and she knew I said something to my parent. It was too much drama for a little kid and a grown old woman. It was crazy. It was like she was a kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how she was.
And I'm not going to say her name. What you want to give her a nickname? So we have something to call her? Miss S.
Okay.
So,
Does S stand for Serpent of the Devil?
No. No. That was, the beginning of her last name.
I believe
but
you.
But Miss S, last quarter of the year, she just disappeared without any, like, signs or anything. So, a bunch of kids were starting rumors about her shoplifting or, like, what she did.
That's not the worst rumor.
And I know. It was such a fun rumor. He's like, we think it's because she shoplifted and got caught. And I was like, that's amazing. And then I thought about how when I was in middle school, we had rumors for teachers like, oh, I think she's a lesbian.
Right,
he's
right.
kind of a molester. And then when I look back, I'm like, we were right. That woman was definitely a lesbian. And he was definitely a creepy molester. Like, kids pick up on vibes. I'm not saying she definitely shoplifted, but I'm sure she was a woman who was very unhappy with her life and was taking it out on Shane and I'm sure some other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she would do something like he'd be playing with his pencil and she would just come up. Didn't she, like, grab it out of your hand and threw it in the trash or
what?
Something?
Yep. And my
Nasty.
Dad bought the pencil. And I bought my dad
like
bought
nice
it
pencil.
From the school book fair. And she already, like, took a bunch of other stuff from the actual pencil because it had different parts. And then...
Shane would be fidgety, you know? Like, he's a very creative, artistic person and sometimes would have trouble focusing. And instead of... being kind with him and working with him, she would just get mad and
so
like
she didn't want to do her job. That's what that means. Because if you're a teacher and you work with kids, it's your job to learn how to deal with behavior like that because that's just normal kid stuff.
She saw my ex-husband in the hallway and she said, really nasty and judgmental, is everything okay at home?
Oh, because your kid's playing with a pencil?
Yeah.
Wow.
But even if something is, even if something, if you are worried that something's going on in a kid's home,
that's not her business to. Like,
well, if she's really worried like that for real about a student, you have to have a meeting and be very sensitive. Like when I was a teacher, there was one student where you could tell, you know, she was falling asleep in class and just had like a nervous kind of thing going. And when you get nervous, you reach out to the parents really lovingly, like, hey, just want to check, you know, check out what's going on.
But that's because you're really asking, is there something wrong? When she said that to your ex-husband, that wasn't checking in to see if something's wrong with him. It's a way of letting him know. I'm judging you guys for literally no reason. I want you to know how I feel about you right now.
Exactly.
It was like a weird power move.
Yes.
It's not because if she were checking in, she would have done it discreetly with
compassion. Yeah.
Isn't it weird that people like that choose education as their job? What are you doing? You don't like kids. You don't want it. You don't have any sensitivity.
Yeah.
I feel like when they were either younger, they did have a lot of experience with kids. But then as they got older, they couldn't tolerate it. So they did want to go back to their job because they thought it was going to be like how they pictured it. But it was just...
It's so weird when adults take it out on kids. Because you know what? You're probably right. They probably started teaching more with more optimism and then got burned out. And maybe thought, I deserve more for myself and it's this kid's fault,
yes.
You know?
And Shane, what would your advice be? How about this? What would your advice be to an adult who takes a job and has the expectation that it's going to be fulfilling and then it ends up being this kind of thing where they're annoyed, even if it's not a teacher, but they're going into their job and they're hating it. What would your advice be?
I would say that if that's happening to you, just don't take the job. Like, if just like see how you like it, and if you don't like it, don't do it anymore.
But what if they spent 4 years paying for college for that thing? Then what do they do? Because now they feel like, well, this is all I know how to do.
Be a comedian.
Yeah.
Everybody's planned a million.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to get out of porn, be a comic. Failed acting, be
That's
a comedian.
That's good. Karen Shane's like, what's porn?
Oh, I'm
I
sorry.
I know what that
no,
is.
No, he knows
you're
what
such,
it is.
Okay, okay. All right, good. This is why I was scared.
No, no. He. I remember one time, it was this past winter, it was snowing a lot, and Shane and I, we both got shovels. We go both, you know, I had to shovel out my car. And I said, you know what, Shane? I'm actually going to have you do all the shoveling. I'm going to be your snow pimp. And he just looks at me and he goes, what's a pimp? And I was like, shit. You just say a word like pimp that you think is kind of almost innocent. And then he's like, what's a pimp? And I'm like, oh, my God. That's a lot of explaining.
Well, to get to the funny part, you have to get to the dirty part. That's
exactly.
The thing. It's not funny till you know the real thing, which isn't really funny. But then when you use it as a joke, it's very funny.
I had to explain, because he already knows about sex, but I had to be like, some people do it for money.
I heard about.
I tell him, if he asks a question, I tell him the truth.
Because I've heard of a pimp before, but I was like, Mom, what's...
What is that?
Because I heard it a bunch
you
of
just
that.
Thought it was something that ladies is, too.
A pimpstress.
Mean, yeah, and then you brush your shoulders off.
She's like, talking about a song.
Oh, my God. Am
brush
I that
your shoulders
old? This
off.
Is crazy.
Shane doesn't know that
this
song. We're old, Karen.
But with the job thing, where if you pick a job, like, Miss S, she was definitely not happy, but I had a worse teacher, and I'm going to call her...
Ooh, your kindergarten teacher.
Is she a nightmare?
Oh, my God. Do you know... Okay, he was 5, and one time she humiliated him so much in
what?
Class, he put a bag over his head.
Wait, what? How?
So no one would see him.
Well,
and she didn't even tell us. He told us.
And when you're that age, little
5.
Humiliations
no,
like
dad,
that
dad was
cut
there.
You deep.
Dad was there?
Yeah. And she just sent me right to the principal with everybody watching. It was the beginning.
Why? This woman?
Over what, though? What happened? Like, why?
Well,
did you do something?
It was the 100th day of school, and I've never done it before. On that same...
100th
at
the, day is
like,
so fun.
Same, that same period. Well, not period, but on there was a lesson where
right.
we were learning about 10s, 20s, 30s. And I thought it was a project for school, the 100th of something.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 50... And all that stuff.
You're so cute.
Well, 10, 20, 30,
40,
50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
Perfect.
And so, because it was a lesson, because I've never done that before.
Yeah.
So I handed it in class, and she yelled at me. And then I put the bag over my head, and I started crying.
She's so mean.
So she sent
that's
me to
cruel.
The...
That's cruel. But that's
and
not
then she
just
sent
mean.
Him
that's
to the principal's office.
That's actually cruelty.
She was cruel.
And
I had lots and lots of meetings with her, and
wow,
I
man.
Almost punched her in the face.
What did she say to you, though, the mom?
So I said to her, I go, listen, I'm a teacher, and because she came right into the meeting, and she gave me a list of things he was doing wrong, and I said, excuse me, I'm a teacher, and let me tell you something, the first rule is before you tell me the quote-unquote problem you're seeing, let me know the good things. Let
right.
me know, and she goes, I wish I had some good things to say. And I
what is this kid just pure evil?
Look at this kid, by the way.
I'm
this little kid
him.
Is such a little I know, and this is not just me being his
he's
mom.
He's a little flopsy mopsy puss.
He's an angel though. Like he's not perfect. No one's perfect, but like he is such a sweet soul. He's well spoken.
Also, he's a child.
He's sensitive. He's a child. And for her to say that, I was like, oh, I get it. You hate yourself and you hate children.
And you hate your job so much.
Yes. Her and I and literally the principal had a neck brace on and I remember him just being like, like what a wiener. What a wiener.
Don't
I
call
hate.
The principal that.
He was a wiener. He was a wiener and couldn't stand up to this teacher.
Honestly,
Shane.
If she says he's a wiener, he sounds like kind of a wiener.
He was a wiener.
He might be a wiener.
He was like, nervous.
With my dad.
Grow a pair
of balls. Sorry, Shane.
I'm like following your lead of what's okay to say.
With my dad. So my dad had a meeting with... Miss, what should
S?
We call it?
Oh, this is a
no,
different
no,
miss?
With this is a different teacher. What should we?
Berkovich.
Okay, Miss
Mrs. Berkovich. is what we're going to call her.
That's my mom's nickname for her.
Is it?
Burka Bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she does a joke on stage and she doesn't say
I changed
real.
Her name. Because her real name, I changed to have the word bitch in it. Uh-huh. So I took another name and, it, yeah.
So if she hears that, she knows well, it's about her.
Burka Witch, Burka Bitch. She's not listening to Invasion of Privacy.
But that's not a real, it's still not
fair
a real
enough.
Name. It's still not a real
yeah.
name.
Yeah. But I'm not trying to get sued.
With my dad, she had a meeting and, my, Miss Berkovich. I'm having trouble not to say her real name. But, my dad said, like, what's the problem? Why is he having trouble? And then she said, Shane is having trouble focusing. And it's like, well, how do you do your teaching? Like, is there anything? And then she says, he talked to me at the end of the meeting. And then, my dad said, to me, I'm
Shane, the story is losing steam quick.
I know because I'm so used to.
I know, but honey, this is a podcast. You got it. You know what I mean? I get it, but
let's just call her Mrs. B. Okay.
Is that what's throwing you off the name?
Kinda, cause it's like I usually tell these stories with their actual name.
Right.
So let's just call her Mrs. B. So my dad, after the meeting with Mrs. B, he came to me and said, like, Shane, what are you having problems with? And I'm like, well, I can't remember, like, what to do. And then he said, well, why does she tell you? And I'm like, yeah, she tells me, but I forget. And she says, well, have you asked her to tell you again? And I said, yeah, but she doesn't tell me. She says she wrote it on the board. And then my dad says,
don't you just hate teachers like that?
Well, she's just,
lady, it's your job.
It's your job.
Said they're five. But
they're 5 years old.
We can't read. She wrote it on the board.
That's a great point.
She wrote it on the board.
That's
and
right.
Then
you, she went to them after 80. You guys, of course you can't read.
My dad was talking about, my dad was talking to her and it was like, well,
that's
and
a great
then Mr.
Point.
He was like, Shane said that he can't, like, focus and all that stuff. And she says, well, I write it on the board for them. And he was like, but they can't, they're five. How can I read when I'm five?
These are just people. They're very lazy, angry teachers, and they don't want to put in the work, so they blame the kids. And that's the case. You're like, you need to leave. You
but
need to find
like that
something
also
else.
Know, if you're a public school teacher, you're teaching children, then you're not just talking to a kid. You know that you're affecting the family, too. So if she's doing that in front of your dad, right, or she's saying you there's nothing good about your child, only bad, and he's five, that's because she's pulling a power move on the adults. Not the kids
yes.
are easy, right? It's easy to control a five-year-old because you're five, so, and she's an adult, so it's not already not fair. But now for you, that's where the real power comes in, right? Because if you can control an adult or have an impact on an adult, then you're really kind of...
That's where she was getting off.
You're getting off on that,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, she loved having power over me because I come in, you know, my kid's my baby.
Right.
And I'm like, it was honestly one of the worst years of my life because he's my baby. He's five. He's going to school for the first time and having such a horrible experience because he's getting bullied by the teacher.
Right.
And the powerlessness that I felt was unbelievable. And I tried switching him to another class. They wouldn't do it. I met with the principal many times. I almost had to move him to another school and then the process, all the paperwork.
But you can't be the first parent that she was doing that to. What did they just...
I'm sure
was
not.
She just, can kindergarten teachers be tenured? Like, I don't understand how people
she
can't
was
just
tenured.
Be fireable.
And she used to be a fourth grade teacher and they switched her to kindergarten and
no,
she was
I think
miserable.
It was fifth grade.
She was fourth or fifth and she was pissed that she got switched and was
right.
taking it out on the kids. And then the parents. That was the real thing she was getting off on. I would come in there
That's
and
so
had,
shitty.
Oh my God, I remember, you know, Jason and I, my ex, were already divorced, but we
Did
became a team in that, yeah.
yeah.
And but he looked at me like, Kate, stop, don't. Because, you know, it was very funny to see how much of the pit bull I was. You know, I was like ready to get her. He's like, don't. I'm like, I'm gonna kill her. Like, she was attacking my baby and it really was upsetting. To feel so powerless to not be able to protect your kid and to have to send him there.
Right.
We were like, do we put him in a private school? Like, what do we do? And then we actually switched districts the next year because I didn't even want him in with that principal who was such a coward and wouldn't help me stand up for my kid. Oh, my God.
I remember at least one, because I had an issue like that too with a teacher. And my parents did the same. So they wanted to switch me out of this class, right? And the principal didn't want it because they want you to, like, work it out and talk to each other and whatever. But they talked to her, and it kind of got better, I remember. But it was the same issue of, like, what do – because it's not – I think when you have a baby, now all of a sudden it's not clear what you're supposed to do when your options are limited, right? Like,
yeah.
What are you – and it's the most precious thing. This is why I'm not having kids. No offense. You're delightful. You really are a sweet kid. I just can't do it.
Shane's very fun to be around, especially as he gets older. You know, first of all, I've been crying that he's not a baby anymore. He turned 10, and I'm like, I'm never going to have my little cutie baby, you know?
But so, he is a little cutie.
He is a little cutie, right,
Shane? He's a
munchkin. But he's like,
Sorry.
But no, like, you definitely miss those ages, but it's been so fun. Like, he's morphing into, like, one of my best friends. Like, we hung out last night,
That's
and we
so
watched
sweet.
Movie. We saw Suicide Squad,
right.
And, like... I'm still the one who always cries at the movies, not him. But
how do you do internet? I'm like, this is my big point. Is like, how do you do it? I remember when I was a kid and there weren't like parental controls and stuff, or even if they were, I could obviously get around it. I would look at the most inappropriate stuff, the most inappropriate stuff. And it was because when you're a kid and you see something that shocks you, it stays with you for a long time. As an adult, you can kind of brush it off mm-hmm. and you forget. But when you're a kid, your memories are so vivid
yes.
and they stick with you forever. I remember all the crazy stuff I saw that I wasn't ready for when I was little. Well, I wasn't that little.
You can still remember the crazy shit you saw as a kid.
No, I do. I do.
Yeah, me too.
And my parents...
The first time I saw boobs...
Really didn't know. Totally. And my parents had no idea what to do with the internet because they're old, right? So they had no idea what I even might be seeing that I 100% was
you
seeing.
You can see some crazy shit. Shane, have you seen some crazy stuff on the internet?
Mostly I don't look at...
He's so good.
Mostly I don't look at inappropriate stuff. I don't look at the stuff you guys are thinking of, but a lot of times I see things that are really scary that I'm not ready for.
Yeah, totally. The scary stuff was even worse.
Yes.
In second grade, I saw something called Jeff the Killer, where...
Uh-oh. What's Jeff the Killer?
It's like a creepypasta thing people call...
Pasta?
Oh, yeah. No. Creepypasta's like these weird little stories, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, it's a spaghetti?
No.
Killer spaghetti?
It's the weirdest name.
They call it creepypastas, or some people call it creepypastas.
And what's Jeff the Killer?
Jeff the Killer is a little boy who got into a fight at school, and then his face got in a bleach, so his face
Jesus.
Is all white. And then he's
That's
almost
creepy.
Like the Joker, but creepier. Because he's like... He
creepypasta's where the Slender Man stories came from.
Oh.
And, like, his face is all white, and then he has, like, these eyes that are just super round, and they just stare at you. Like this.
Okay, you know I don't
but
like that face.
My face is all white.
And then
he's, like,
and then what does he do? He kills people?
Well, kind of.
Does Jeff the Killer, like, does he kill people?
I want to know the nuance of the story.
Yeah.
Like, what happens
does
is...
Jeff the Killer volunteer at a homeless shelter?
What, does he teach kindergarten?
I mean, mostly I get some of the evidence from my old friend... Anthony, he left the school, I'm pretty sure, but...
What happened to Anthony?
Well, no, he just...
Miss S got him.
Oh, my God. Miss S is Jeff the Killer.
No, he was... I was in second grade when I was with Anthony, but...
Wait, what grade are you in now?
He gave me... right now I'm in...
He's going into fifth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. Fifth is a big deal.
Yeah. But I said to him, wait, why are you excited to be a fifth grader? Tell us. I love this.
Because I almost get to go into middle school and...
You're excited to feel...
Oh, because I'm the oldest in the school.
He's like, I'm excited to feel powerful.
Oh, I see. So your school goes up to fifth and then it's middle school.
Yeah.
Because for us, it was kindergarten through fourth.
Yeah,
and then
they moved it.
Middle and then junior high and high. It was a lot of schools to bounce around from.
Yeah, no, it's three. It's elementary, middle, which is sixth through eighth, and then high school.
But with the Jeff the Killer thing, I got most of my Jeff the Killer evidence from Anthony. and he said that when he
evidence?
Kills people, it's mostly in the day, and he lives in Ohio.
Wow, that's even
and then he
all
says,
of this is terrifying.
Like, when
Not
you're alone,
it.
He goes, he, like, sneaks behind you, and he goes, go to sleep, and stabs you.
Okay.
At least you get a good night's rest.
But I
Anthony, you know, there's always the kid, especially in elementary, like there's that one kid who's seeing way too much. Like they're having a rough childhood and they're the ones telling, you know, all the friends the most fucked up shit. They're like, "Yo, you want to know what this is? Guess what I saw last night." Like they're always the ones that know way more than they should.
So get this. Pale-faced man in Ohio, okay? Round eyes. kills you during the day. It's crazy. That's scary, though. That detail that he kills you in broad daylight, that's scary.
I don't like it.
And I see a lot of creepypastas, but I try to avoid as many scary things on the internet as I can.
Can I ask you
but
something,
it always just, it interests me.
Oh, he's so cute. And you know what? Well, here's the thing. I get that because that's when I found out about the deep, dark web, the black market and all that on there, there's a part of my brain that gets so interested.
Right,
what is all that about? And then I know that there's so much dark, awful stuff.
Right.
And I don't even want to go there. Like, I'm like, as much as my brain's kind of interested in how dark and weird it can
it's
get.
It's like you don't want to go there, but you do.
Well, you know what? That's right. Yeah. I do. However, here's what I'm afraid of. I'm honestly afraid of, like, I'm afraid of legal consequences now at this point. Like, I'm not, if because
like
I know
if you stumble on the wrong site, you mean
yes.
that they can track you and think you're part of it.
Yeah, and you know what? When I was a juror, they told they would give
she
a
was
specific,
on she was a juror on
in a
case.
What's that? You know, when there's a trial, so there's a criminal or somebody who we think did something wrong. So there's a trial. And then the people who decide if he's guilty or not guilty are 12 jurors.
That.
Right.
Yep.
So it's like homework. Like they give you all this evidence and they explain the law and then you sit together and everybody has to agree.
Was he guilty or not guilty?
Oof. It's complicated because he did it. But we had to find him not guilty because the law is very, very specific. So the law says find him guilty. You have to say, okay, he did this and this and this and this. And we know 100% from the evidence, or like 99.9%. So we didn't know 99.9%, so we couldn't do it. But it's a little bit, so it was a little weird. But they told us, don't Google anything about this case. Don't Google this guy. Don't Google this woman. Don't Google the judge or the lawyers or anything. And I didn't, even though I know I probably could have. I didn't because I was too scared. Like,
oh,
I don't
the legal ramifications.
Well, because, you know, I don't know that, like, I'm not so computer savvy that I can, like, wipe out all evidence of whatever. So I was just scared. What if they say, miss, we think you've been Googling things. We have to check your computer. And then I'm just busted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's, like, evidence. Because that's how people get caught. The deep web people, like, you can trace it back. And people are really smart and sophisticated. And it's super scary, I think.
Well, I'm not scared of people, like,
not
the
yet.
Government. But
I wouldn't survive in prison, so I'm terrified.
You would not survive a minute in prison.
Not even 1 minute.
You and Shane are both these very angelic-looking beings. Not that I would survive.
Oh, I'd survive in prison.
Oh, my God. How would you survive in prison?
I make plans for everything, Mom.
Holy
what's
shit.
Your, wait,
what's your plan?
Can we get into your prison plan?
Yeah.
Day one, what do you do?
Okay, day one.
You're going to change, like, shank a bitch.
So I'm going to sharpen my toothbrush.
Yeah. He has, like, a real plan. He's murdering everyone
in
the prison.
That's the number one rule you can't do.
You
kill
can't.
People?
Yes. The day one.
We got to talk about your prison plan.
I have two plans.
Okay.
There's a plan where you break out or you just...
But here's the problem with breaking out is that for the rest of your life, you're running. And
I know.
You can never relax.
But
so that's a pretty
shitty
life.
This is my plan.
Okay. Sorry.
So day one, you settle in and you get ready to make your escape. On day two...
Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption? Just asking how much is this Shawshank Redemption?
You need to see Shawshank.
Not at all. Okay. I'm sorry. Go
but,
ahead. Please continue.
On day two... Just be aware of your surroundings and then, like, don't settle in, but, like, look around and just...
What are you looking for?
Well, don't observe your surroundings.
Do you know how hard it is to escape prison, Shane?
I know, but I'm saying observe your surroundings.
But what if someone catches you observing and they go, Shane, what the hell are you looking at? You observing me? Are you observing
What are you
me?
Looking at?
No, I'm just like
pretty
act
bored.
Casual. Just
Nobody
like,
observes me.
Yeah, like, who you staring at?
No,
young meat.
Like no, just like act casual and look around and stuff to see your surroundings and see what you can
okay,
do.
Okay, so your first plan's to break out. What's the second one? Murdering everyone, setting the place on fire? What is it?
What if there's a bully?
Just act good until
released.
Yeah.
That one's probably...
It's not the worst plan I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I'd
meditate a lot
there's
to try
no,
to alter
I'd
my
sleep.
External world.
I mean, there
I would
is
sleep as
lots
much
of
as
sleeping.
Possible.
There is an emergency plan in case, like, things get, like, bad.
In case
like,
things pop off.
Just act good and casual until, like, they least expect it. Like, break out so that way they think that you're... But I don't think I'll ever go to prison because...
Because you're a nice kid.
Yeah. I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, Shane, I don't see you in prison.
I wouldn't rob a bank or anything.
No, if you went to prison, I would blame your mother.
It would be maybe my fault. I like got real sad. I was like, what a no. I remember when I first had Shane, first of all, I'm so against the cry it out method, because if a baby's crying, it wants to be held. It's a baby. It's not manipulating you. It wants to be held. It wants nurture.
Right.
But I remember every time he'd cry, I'd like as quickly as I could hold him, because I was like, I can't be responsible for him becoming a serial killer.
Right,
like,
right.
I have to do everything I can now. I am so responsible. Like, if he ends up like mass shooting people, even if it's not my fault, I'll always think it's my fault.
Well, it depends on what age. So if he's like, if he grows up to become a crazy adult, that maybe it's not your fault, because adults just like go in their own direction. But if he's like a school shooter, which you would never be, isn't that a little bit on the parents? Maybe not you. I don't know the whole family.
I would even blame myself if he was 50 and lost his mind. Like, even if it's because his wife cheated on him or whatever, I'd still feel like I did something wrong.
Because I don't have a child, so I always wonder, how much is it actually the parents' fault when the child does something crazy later in life? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think it's probably a big combination of things. I mean, I'm sure in some cases it is the parents' fault, like if they really beat their kids and stuff like that. But I don't know how as a parent you could not feel guilty, even if it's not your fault.
Do you want kids, Shane?
Yes.
How do you know that you want kids?
I feel like...
You want to get married and everything?
I mean, I know that if I have kids, mm-hmm. I'll feel like I've completed, because I want to get I have like almost everything planned out for when.
Ooh, dangerous.
I used to also.
Doesn't go as planned.
I had planned since I was 7, a very firm plan that I thought I was definitely going to do. Yeah, well, here's the problem with plans.
Well, my plan, I feel like there is some flaws, because I want to name the kids, but I feel like, you know.
I was just like you when I was your age.
Like,
I had the names, I had everything.
I don't want to exactly name them. I came up with a name that I want to name.
What name?
My boy kid. I want to name, if I have a boy kid, I want to name him Mason. Because that's just a name that sticks out to me, and I like it. So
You have a girl?
Mason. I want to have two kids. I want a boy and a girl.
But I said this to you the other day, and it's funny, you know, Shane came to one of my, tarot healing workshops where you can come up and ask a question to me and then I answer it with a card but addressing the whole group. And Shane was there one of the times and raised his hand to come up, which was blew everyone away. And Shane, can you say to everyone the thing you asked, because this relates to this?
I asked, how can I have a control problem where I want to control a lot of things that happen. How can I get over my problem with control, or can you help me? And the reason I asked this is because most of the times I want everything to go my way. Like, I was playing with toys with my little cousin Joel. He doesn't like when I call him little, but with my little cousin Joel. And he's not super little.
He's only a year younger, but yeah.
Well, no, he's 2 years younger.
Like 1.5. Keep going. Shane, doesn't matter.
Okay. It's like a couple.
So what happened?
So we were playing with his action figures because we like playing with the action figures. We have a life game.
Sure.
And I like doing superhero missions because I decided I'm going to be I know my job, because we were still deciding what our jobs could be. So I was
but
like.
But he didn't want to do it?
Oh, I know. I want to be a superhero. No, he did want to do it.
But
we were doing one mission where. I was like, he gets captured. And then he was like, no, dude, you don't get captured. And
so
was
he
like,
wasn't following your plan.
Yes.
Yes.
And it annoyed you because you had this plan.
Uh-huh. And then I got mad at him. I was like, Joel, you failed the mission. You know what? You failed the mission. And it was like.
Oh, you wanted to take control back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I had this whole thing planned out for him that I thought he would like. And then I just feel like I want to make.
And then you guys got into a fight, right? Because you kind of exploded a little bit.
No, because He didn't, like, he felt there was, like, he didn't, I just went into the other room
To calm down?
Yeah.
So when you have a plan and it's not working because other people
are involved.
Maybe other people don't have exactly the same plan as you. What do you think, what is the best thing to do? Should you try to convince them to do your plan, or do you think that you should just change a little bit? You change and maybe meet them.
I feel like I would just change maybe a little bit, but I feel like I got a little over mad at him because I just wanted to do something good to him so he'd have a little fun.
But good in your vision. Yeah. You wanted it to be good, but your good might not be his good.
Because, like, the whole plan was, like, we all got captured, and then the thing that would happen is, like, I'd get released. Well, I wouldn't get released, but I'd find a way out, and then I'd rescue, like, our friend. Should I say his name?
No.
Okay, so let's just call him.
But it doesn't matter.
Our friend the Flash, because and so
our friend the Flash.
Well, that's his character.
I wish that was his real name.
That's the character we were using.
Okay.
For him. So I was like, I was going to rescue him, and then Joelle could rescue himself, and then we'd all like go back
all be
to the thing.
Live happily ever after in the game.
But you know what's crazy? Then, everybody has their own plan.
Yes.
And that's what. So then your plan maybe doesn't work with somebody else's plan.
Well, I didn't tell him about it. I wanted it to be a secret.
Oh, it was a secret plan. So now you see the trouble in plans.
Well, no, it was a surprise. So that way it would be like, Joelle, you could get out. And then he'd be happy. But
I've had a lot of secret plans for guys I've dated in my past. Surprise! You're going to be this and we're going to live in this house.
And they're like, time for a different plan, lady.
Yeah.
So it was like that. And then, you know, I went out and cooled off.
Well, and the thing I said to him when he came up was how amazing that question was, because it's the same thing that even as adults, like, that's not a kid problem. That's a human problem where right. We want to control the way things are according to our plans or vision. And then when something, depending on how controlled, because there's a spectrum. Some people are way more tight than others.
Like Donald Trump?
Yes.
That's a good point.
Thank you. And when it doesn't go to your plan, when something happens, I was saying to him, it's about sitting in that discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
So when that thing happens and you're like, oh my God, it's not going to plan, and you want to just freak out and yell at the person or even cave inwards, the better, quote unquote, better thing to do is sit with that discomfort, take space, go into another room, do whatever you need to do to calm down and ride that discomfort until you calm down, and then you can meet the person where they're at and actually see what's going on and see if you can compromise or not. You don't want to compromise if it means not being true to yourself. But if you can, you know, meet in the middle, then that's perfect.
Do you think, Shane, that you can have plans for other people? Or do you think you can just plan for yourself?
I mean, most of the time I don't plan for other people. I feel like they should have their own ways of things.
Definitely.
I mean, if I'm just, like, imagining things or, like, not in real life or, like, action figures, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, Joelle. But most of the time with the action figures at my house, I'll let him do his thing. But I do have some, like, boundaries where he can't take
boundaries
control.
Are good.
That's a good word.
Because, like, I feel like he should do this too, where I don't let him control all the things that because since they're my toys, like, I feel like he should have this too, because I get a little past the boundaries sometimes because he doesn't make them. But I feel like I have some boundaries where he can't control, because I don't control everything there. But I mostly, like, because I created the thing, he likes when I do make some scenario things, because, like, we did a nuke one, we did a bunch of things. So I do have some boundaries at my house where I don't let them do that stuff.
One thing I want to say, and then we have to wrap it up anyway, is I think it's interesting that when you're a kid, kids are often told, like, you have to make nice with everyone. You have to be friends. And I hate that, because that's something that actually really affects us as adults. Like, mm-hmm. You don't have to get along with everyone.
But you do have to learn how to not get along with people.
Yes. Like, mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you hurt them or act out.
Right.
Or you're mean to them. But there are going to probably be only, like, a handful of people in your life that you really get along with. And that's okay. But I love what you said, and you can go on more about that. But I just, it always bothers me. Like, no, you don't have to be close to everyone. You don't have to force that.
Well, being friends with people is easy, right? When you meet someone and you like hanging out with them, then that's easy and fun. But it's hard to learn how to not like people, but in a respectful way.
Yeah.
That's not always so easy. That's like about the rumor thing in your school and all that bad stuff when you kind of don't like somebody, but you still can't be mean. That's like, it's so easy to be mean too, isn't it? Isn't it weird when something makes you mad and being mean is so easy and kind of feels good? But you have to know that you're actually putting bad stuff out. So you have to control yourself.
What a good point. Finding out how to disagree, but in a respectful way.
So really you have to control yourself, right? You can never control other people. They're just going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah. I mean... With my plan, I know that some things aren't going to go my way. I know that it's not going to totally...
Well, you might change your mind and have a totally different plan.
I feel like some things aren't going to go my way, and I'm changing it, like, as I go on. But, you know...
But that's the most important thing, that you know how to change your plan as you go along. Because if you just dig your heels in and you say, no, this is my plan, life is going to be so hard. Everything's going to be a struggle, right? If you change your plan all the time,
everything can't go,
you'll figure it out
according to plan. Like,
that's right. But you always have to remember you're smart and you're strong, and you don't have to just stick to one thing because you decided. You can adapt and you can change, and you're smart enough to keep going and just make it up as you go along. Do you know what I mean? You can depend on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you just make one strict plan where everything has to go your way, you're right, it is going to be very hard because...
And it's definitely not going to go the way you want.
Yeah,
something's
like
not going to go the way you
want. You're achieving a goal that you made, but it's a whole entire life goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like I can go along and I only have certain goals that I want to do. It's not like a whole entire life plan.
Life has to have a lot of space, a lot of room for growth and change. So if you have this plan and you have to stick to it, that's when you become Mrs. S or Berkovich.
And you don't want to be a slave to your plan.
Exactly.
The plan is for you, not the other way around.
But I'm supposed to be a teacher, even though I hate it. And then you end up just going along this road that's actually not you anymore, and it's not making you happy, and you're bringing other people down because of it. So flexibility is huge.
And sometimes it hurts your feelings to change your plan because you get so excited about the plan and you didn't maybe you didn't think about something or you didn't understand something. And then when you learn the truth and you change your mind a little bit, it can be sad, right?
Yeah,
because you have to kind of almost break up with your plan and start a new one, and it's scary.
Yeah.
And you have to learn new things and get a new perspective, but that's how you become like
that's
a real
life.
Person.
Yeah, that's how you expand.
Yep. That's right. Wow. This is crazy.
Well, guys, this was awesome.
This was really fun. I haven't talked to a kid in like...
You're really good at it.
In like 15 years.
Look at you. How'd she do, Shane?
She was pretty good.
Thanks, Shane.
Especially on a podcast.
What can I do better for the next podcast?
We should just talk more about some more subjects. I feel like everything was good. We should just
keep going.
Yeah, just
add some more topics.
Yeah,
maybe next time more about the Flash. This wasn't Flash heavy enough for me.
Shane's like, I think next time we could just talk more about YouTube.
We all want certain topics.
You should start your own podcast about your favorite YouTubers. That would be great.
Well, I want to, but I don't think I can get the microphone.
I'll help you. If that's what you want for your birthday, I can get you a microphone. And you can start your own podcast. Yeah?
I want to make my own podcast.
So, guys, be on the lookout for Shane's podcast, all right? You'd have a great one. I believe it. I believe in it. So, Karen,
next time I'm on this podcast, I will like, say the name of my podcast.
Okay. Yeah, you can promote it.
Yeah, and I'll use my podcast, too. So, my podcast is called Crass to Mouth, and I'm sorry to say that.
No.
I don't know what's happening.
I said shit like at least 10 times.
And
Shane's
I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm not around kids enough
crass
to know
mouth
what's okay.
Is fine.
All right. So it's called Crass to Mouth, and it's me and my co-host Tommy, and we talk about a lot of interesting stuff with interesting people, and it's very topical, and check it out if you feel like it. You don't have to.
Way to just back down.
That's really
you're like,
on you.
Or don't.
No,
yeah.
It's really your personal choice.
Watch my podcast, or you don't have to.
No, nobody has to do a goddamn thing.
Where can they find you on Twitter or Instagram?
At Keren Margolis. That's K-E-R-E-N, not A like an asshole. K-E-R-E-N Margolis. All one word, and I'm on all the social media, but I'm a little suspicious of people who friend me on Facebook, so Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat are the places to go.
Amazing.
And
guys,
Mom,
what's
the rule?
What's the rule?
What is the rule?
What's the rule?
Don't
do what?
Say it.
Don't follow or search for
Shane,
my son, on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Shane. Okay. And don't even draw attention to it.
Yeah, don't. I'm not telling them my name. I'm not telling.
They know you're. Okay, anyway. And and if you guys want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's at the Kate Wolf. If you want a tarot reading or a mission reading where I can actually feel into your soul song.
Yeah, she does it. I swear to God, she does it.
Thank you, Keren.
Every time you've read my tarot, it's blown my freaking mind.
Well, I'm doing another one. I'm doing tarot and I'm also doing a mission reading that I need to do for you where without the cards, I can feel into your energy and tell you, you know, why you've incarnated here, like what your missions are. It's not one mission. It's like different systems.
I always thought it was bullshit. And I'm still not saying like this is a magic whatever, but you're so good at it.
Thank you.
You're so good at it that it's really like, it's like talking to a therapist, but it's just like.
With a little more.
So much less money.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like a therapy session, but with, I'm going to say, with magic and spiritual stuff in it. You know, it's like a different, yeah.
Well, it's also not some jerk who went to school for 12 years and now has to yell at you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. By the way, the price is going up, so really soon. So I would get in. I would get it in now if you can. Get it in. Anyway, yeah. So hit me up, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?